It's time to get wild with SC Wild. Everything hunting and fishing from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources and your host, Phil Kornblut. SC Wild on Sports Talk on the South Carolina Radio Network.
Who did you say was the host?
See? That would be you and I, Bo.
It just, all I heard was me and Captain Billy Downer.
Does it mean I get to leave?
If you want to. Now we want you to stay. We got to update that. Put Will's name on there, too. That's too many hosts.
Yeah.
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
It's a lot of sharing.
Welcome in to another edition of SC Wild here on Sports Talk, starring the captain, Billy Downer. We are just the sidekicks here. He is the man when it comes to the great outdoors in South Carolina. It's finally getting a little cool out there. Before we get into the notes of the night, did you see the story in the papers about a black bear that showed up in a family's backyard in Johnsonville?
I did. I actually saw pictures of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing?
Again, no surprise, Phil. We've been talking about bears for years
but
now.
But down, that was more towards the coasts. And
well, we know our population on the coast is actually growing to the point that we have almost as many bears there in the, you know, in some cases as in the upstate.
Mm. What'd they do about this bear?
I think the bear, what I saw in the story is the bear went on his way.
Okay.
Which is what they do. If you leave them alone and don't go out there.
What should you do if you're sunning in your backyard in your Speedo and a black bear
comes
walking
out of the
woods?
First of all, no one is sunning in the cool air in the last few weeks.
No.
But if you are.
Okay, let's go back to the play pretend world. Okay, play pretend world. If we are,
yeah,
and a bear comes up, stop, don't touch it, leave it alone. It will go on its way.
So, it won't attack you? It just won't come at you?
No, it's not. This is not a grizzly bear. Black bears are not like grizzly bears. They're not attacking you, coming thrashing with the mouth open. You're trying to create public fear. And
no, I'm asking. I'm trying to be educated.
Stampede.
Trying to be educated.
So I was doing a little.
Now his story.
I had a nice little stroll in the Vista earlier today.
Okay.
In the Vista. I was going for lunch. I was on Lady Street by Gaston. And I saw a deer in downtown Columbia. And you were saying this happens from time to time.
Yes.
And this is something, again, it's the time of year. People have to be aware of that. And obviously, it's the reason why we're in the middle of deer season.
Yes. Deer are on the move, particularly this time of year. We've got a little cool weather going on. And
now, if a deer hunter was driving by in the Vista and saw that deer, could he stop and shoot it?
No.
Phil, the answer to that question is anyone can do anything they want to do.
Right.
Sometimes it costs more.
Yes.
Remember that.
That would be illegal in the Vista.
Again,
correct. That's the correct question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That would probably be illegal and against town ordinance, I am sure.
Okay.
Right. Discharge a firearm.
Just to be clear about this.
And the weird thing about it is that, you know, if you are on the road, you see a deer, a lot of times deer will almost like disappear. In the thin air, almost. I mean, it's like you see them, and all of a sudden you get startled, and all of a sudden you look
they're
back
gone.
Up, and they're gone. So,
but seeing a deer in downtown is a little strange.
However,
you got to think there's lots of areas, not to say wilderness areas, but there are intermittent areas of woods, patches here and there that deer can mingle and move through into the city. So, again, cool weather, deer on the move. Cool weather this time of year begin to get the bucks in what we call the rut, which is when they are in a breeding season, they are chasing does. So as they are chasing and pushing does, sometimes does get pushed or bucks push into areas you don't normally see them.
Mm.
This is the time of year that they're not thinking too much. It's an opportunity for some hunters to be able to take deer that would otherwise be very cautious. So the rut is beginning, probably the pre-rut, probably not the full rut, but generally speaking, the last 2 weeks of October and the first 2 weeks of November – or that is that time that everyone says is the best time for
prime
deer hunting.
Prime time.
How much longer is deer season?
Deer season goes through January 1st. Gun season is now open throughout the state in all game zones, we just got there.
Mm-hmm.
So all game zones, gun season's open. So a lot of interest there. But again, several nice bucks have been taken in the last few days. I would expect to see more nice bucks taken here as the cool weather continues. Looks like we've got a little bit of another cold front coming through Sunday, so the first of the week's going to be cool again.
And it's got some rain coming in, too, apparently.
Yep. But dropping temperatures into the 30s, which we have not seen yet, that I know, across the state, we get into the 30s when you really start seeing a lot of tick out there.
How does rain affect the season?
Rain?
Yeah.
If you get a flood, it affects it a lot. Like we had 2 years ago, it can close the season in certain areas. But rain doesn't have as much of an effect. You know, heavy rain, typically deer bed down. Light rain, deer will continue to move.
All right, bear season is open.
Got several seasons open right now. Bear season is open for party dog hunts and game zone. One, I had to write this down because I do not know a lot about the bear season upstate. Mm-hmm. But party dog hunts are open in game zone one.
What are those party dog hunts?
That's basically dog hunting for bears.
Okay.
For bear, excuse me. And that's a party means it's a group of people.
Gotcha.
So still hunting for bears open in game zone four. This will be interesting to you. Through October 30th, this answers your question about the bear.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, that's the hunting season in Game Zone 4. It includes private land in Georgetown, Horry, Marion, Williamsburg counties only, and the following WMAs: Cartwheel Bay Heritage Preserve WMA, Lewis Ocean Bay Heritage Preserve WMA, Little Petey River Heritage Preserve Complex, Waccamaw River Heritage Preserve WMA, and Wheatie WMA. The statewide limit is one bear, no sows with cubs, and no bears 100 pounds or less. And a bear may not be taken over bait.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot take a – you can take a bear in, like, game zone four we're talking about here, in those counties listed in Georgetown, Horry, Marion, and Williamsburg counties only. You can take them from a deer stand, but you cannot take them from a deer stand where corn is present. So the deer –
so you can't lure them. You can't do anything to bring them out.
Cannot lure them. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So for more information on the bear season, visit our DNR website at dnr.sc.gov. For specific information on the bear season.
We're getting some real reports of some stripers in the fresh water.
Yes, stripers from Lake Marion to – I just got a fresh text in, and I'll give you that information here. So fresh text in coming in from Lake Greenwood and Lake Thurman from my good friend, Officer Rodney Cutter, giving me the report that they are doing very well in Lake Thurman, schooling, catching stripers and hybrids on live blueback. Also doing well in Lake Murray here locally. Crappies are biting great on Lake Greenwood and Lake Thurman. For the schooling fish, that's stripers, they say throw a fluke or a Rapala Shad number 5. Be very specific. Lake Marion, stripers are schooling there as well. Typically this time of year, October, November, it gets cooler. Stripers begin school. School is when they come to the surface chasing bait fish. Typically you look for birds. Birds will also congregate in that area. Boats go to the birds, and you'll find the stripers. They'll be
congregating,
schooling right there. So, the favorite for most people on Lake Marion, cast a bucktail or a spoon. And yes, spoons, old school style, but the old silver spoon still works well.
Really?
Yes.
All right, salt water.
Salt water. The speckled trout bite is on. Full announcement here. Speckled trout bite in the Charleston area. First Sergeant Greg Gardner, another great friend of mine. It is on. People are begging to go. They are biting. This is the time of year they do that.
How big? How big normally?
You know, your minimum size on your speckled trout. I got to make sure I look at that. 14 inches are minimum size there. But
I mean, typically, what are they bringing in? What are they bringing in?
Probably anywhere from 16 to 18-inch fish.
Okay.
20-inch is a good fish. 25 is a really good fish. But, I mean, they are biting, and typically your 18-inch size fish, they are biting
and
very well.
And I didn't know that redfish was native to the state of South Carolina.
The redfish?
You said redfish is good as
well. Yeah, spot-tail bass.
I thought that redfish was more of a Texas thing.
Redfish are doing very well as well. Again, flounder gigging this time of year. People don't think about flounder gigging in October, but it's pretty good this time of year.
Yeah.
Your gigging is will close for trout and redfish December through February, so don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So next month's the last month coming up to be able to gig for trout and redfish. Sheephead's still good on the jetties. Better catches, again, on near shore reefs as well. Shrimp baiting season. Shrimp baiting season has been very slow so far. Reports I've gotten, it is open through November 7th at noon. November 7th at noon. All reports are shrimp are small. The catch has been spotty at best in the lower Charleston area. Better catches north of Charleston.
Awandaw?
Awandaw would be north of Charleston.
Yes. Is that a better place to go?
Yes. Bulls Bay.
Bulls Bay.
After the break, we'll hit college deer clinics.
All right. If you have a question for the captain, you can give us a call, 800-956-7266. You can also shoot us an email, talkback@sportstalksc.com. On Twitter, @sportstalksc, if you want to send us a question or comment there. We'll be right back.
It's time to get wild with SC Wild. Everything hunting and fishing from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources and your host, Phil Kornblut. SC Wild on Sports Talk on the South Carolina Radio Network.
Okay, we're back. Brought to you by South Carolina soybean farmers and their checkoff. Learn more at scsoybeans.org. Pork, powered by soy. I want to remind you that all of us here, brought to you by our good friends at South Carolina Electric Cooperative, the upcoming Touchstone Energy North-South All-Star Football Game, December 9th in Myrtle Beach. Make sure you get your tickets for that. And to find out more about what the co-ops are doing across the state, be sure to visit ecsc.org. Okay, back with the captain, Billy Downer, and we're going to talk about some clinics around the state, some college deer clinics. What's that all about?
Yes, we've started a college deer clinic 2 years ago. This is our third year. We're in our third year now. Did our third college deer clinic at Clemson University on October 14th, just a week ago. Basically looking at opportunities to encourage young people to try out hunting that may have an interest in it, but don't have any means or ability or even knowledge of hunting. College students are the perfect place for that because in college, most people are looking for something new to do. They're willing to try out new things. In the age of folks wanting to live off the earth, they're wanting to have fresh eggs, know about the meat they're raising, know where the meat came from. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. The locavore movement, as it's called, where people want to live off the earth, deer hunting fits right into that because deer are natural. They're eating natural things, acorns and things of that nature. They're not fed bioengineered foods and things to get them big and fast. So we've been looking at Clemson University as an opportunity to do that. We did our third clinic here just about a week and a half ago. We had 24 students come through our clinic this past week, and we've had, before that, 38 go through the two prior. The clinic basically is designed to teach them basic skills of hunting. We talk about things like rules and regs for deer hunting, the biology of deer, tracking, tree stand safety, give them a chance to shoot a rifle, and teach them how to prep and cook game, which is my part of the class. We have a lot of fun.
Seriously.
Prepping, yes, to teach them how to cook the meat.
How about that?
What the different cuts of meat are.
Chef Billy.
But part of that, part of the fun thing about this has been we were part of a larger study in 2016 with Dr. Lincoln Larson. He was at Clemson University then. He's now at North Carolina State, speaking of the Wolfpack again.
His favorite team now.
Keep saying that's going to be a big game.
How can you be rooting for NC State against Clemson?
But I just said that's the game to watch for Clemson this year. It's all said. Now get back on topic.
Yes. Oh, you took it off topic.
Well, I did. We surveyed 5,000 college students, basically, and asked them a couple questions. The study was asked the question, how many college students hunt or support hunting? Who exactly are the college students that may hunt? What are the major barriers that would keep them from hunting? And how likely are they to engage in hunting in the future? So some of the fun things that we got out of that survey were 50% of college students say they would consider hunting.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big.
That's a lot.
When you're looking in a world of wildlife departments across the nation that are looking to do what we call R3, recruitment, retention, reactivation, in other words, go out and recruit new hunters, that's a huge source if you know you got 50% of the people in college that want to hunt or would consider it. 71% approve of legal hunting. Another huge deal. And then 80% that say wildlife conservation is important to them, which is a great message because that means they understand that what our wildlife departments are doing across the nation is important, conserving our heritage for the future, conserving wildlife. So that's a big deal. Along with college motivations, what are their motivations? Of course, to have fun. Who didn't know that? Mm-hmm. To seek a new adventure, to contribute to wildlife conservation, to be closer to nature and obtain local meat.
What are some of those barriers that you said? That
the barriers we look at things like they don't know where to go. They don't have any knowledge of hunting. If they're not raised in a hunting family, they have no knowledge of hunting. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to do it. They have no experience with firearms at all or bow or archery, any equipment. They don't know what to do. So, again, our study, basically our clinic teaches them the basics. We talk about what deer, where deer are, what the biology of deer is. We talk about the rules and regulations. We teach them some tree stand safety because in our state, typically most people hunt from an elevated stand. We show them how to shoot a rifle safely. We give them experience on the range. And then, more importantly, after the clinic, we actually offer an opportunity for them to go on a hunt. We work with the National Wild Turkey Federation in Edgefield to offer a hunt for all of our clinics afterwards. Mm-hmm. We've had several students go on the hunt afterwards and have a successful hunt and actually take a deer. Mm. So one student the first year took a deer, four students last year. This year we had a hunt. We had three or four students actually see deer but did not get to take a deer on the hunt this year. But we're doing another hunt. But the NWTF has been a huge partner in that, helping us offer that opportunity for them to go on a hunt. Because not only do we offer them a chance to learn about hunting, we actually put that into action and allow them a chance to go hunting with a mentor.
Let's go, Phil. I'm ready.
They're not going by themselves. They sit in a stand with an educated person with a mentor. It's going to help them make the right shot to know when to shoot. Post-clinic observations for us that have been real big. You know, again, many college students say they consider hunting. 89% of the students who attended our clinic said they planned on going deer hunting in the future. That's pretty big.
So you're developing hunters out of this.
That's correct. The big thing for us is what we're studying, what the attitudes are before they come to the clinic. We actually have the students that come to our clinic, fill out a survey, and then after the clinic, we ask them some questions to see if we've changed their attitudes. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, we're going back and asking them, hey, are you considering hunting still? Have you gone hunting since the first hunt? Are you, you know, what type of hunting would you do? Mm-hmm. 90% said they want to hunt, they buy a hunting license. That's 6 months later. That's pretty big. And 78% said they plan to go on some type of hunt with someone they attended the clinic with. So not only are we teaching them about hunting, we're creating new hunters. It's been so successful that what we started here in South Carolina at Clemson University is now going to be reproduced across the United States.
What was the breakdown between male and female?
You know, good question.
Of course.
Typically, let's don't go that far. Typically, probably.
That's all I ask.
Probably about.
Captain.
One-third were girls.
One-third?
Yes, absolute females, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not all guys. It was probably broke up, I'd say 66% guys and 33% girls. So,
I mention this
enough,
because Mr. Palachik over here is hunting for a female.
Oh, stop it.
Mate,
stop.
I'm thinking maybe we get them out in the woods, a couple of guns in their hands, some magical things could happen.
Hey, teach them a learned skill. Good.
Absolutely.
You're more attractive.
You're funny.
You know, back in the old days, a guy had to hunt.
What you're doing now ain't working, so I figured maybe hunting might work for you. Or fishing.
We have gone way far afield, pardon the pun.
Yes, we have. But, again, the success of this program has been tremendous. We're very pleased with it. This year, we're actually expanding it. We're going to do another clinic in the next week, in 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. We're working with Coastal Carolina and Georgetown Tech, as well as Francis Marion, to try to recruit students from those schools to go to a clinic over in Marion County, mm-hmm. closer to home over there.
Yes.
We're excited about where this study's gone and the interest that young people have from colleges in hunting. So we look forward to continuing this study in the future.
And before you leave us, your safety thought of the day.
Our safety thought for the day. Always tell someone where you're going. If you're hunting or fishing, tell somebody where you're going to be. Mm-hmm. Tell them when you plan to return so that if you don't return, they will start looking for you or calling somebody. Too often as an officer, we get phone calls late at night because your loved one will always wait till dark to call, and then they're going to wait a little longer. Just to make sure they don't want to create a false alarm. Mm-hmm. So many times we've gotten calls from loved ones at 10 o'clock at night. You know, it's been dark for 2 or 3 hours. You're now trying to figure out where they are. You ask them, where did they go fishing today? Where did they go hunting? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or they went to the club. What club? I don't know. So, you know, be specific. Tell somebody where you're going. If you're going fishing, tell them what landing you're going to put in at. Tell them where you're going fishing. That secret hole is not so secret that you put your life in jeopardy. Tell them where you're going. Tell them when you plan to return again. So when you don't return, they will start looking for you. They can have better information for us as well. Plan your hunt. Hunt your plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Solid advice.
And with the colder weather, this has got to make the hunters happy, right?
It does. It makes me happy.
Want to get out there, get a little
looking
muddy.
Looking forward to
get
a good
chilly
deer hunt coming up. So go out there again. Deer season in full swing. The rut is on or fixing to be on. So get out in the woods and put some time in the field.
Captain, as always, we thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, if not sooner.
Thank you, sir.
At least a couple of weeks. That'll do it. Sports Talk and SC Wild on this Wednesday night.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be here?
I'm planning on being here.
Okay, you'll be here.
And
Pro
as always, from the Citadel fans, go Bulldogs.
That'll do it. Thank you, Brian Leonard, as well. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.